www.thebeatmedia.com.
Welcome, fellow Americans, to ATN. This is Kate Delaney, fending off the mosquitoes, praying we don't have an outbreak of West Nile virus in the studio. Many of you concerned about that, with stagnant water living near lakes and whatnot. As more cases start to crop up, we got to get through the summer. Once we're through, and that's a couple of weeks, we might be able to say we're all clear. Let's hope. It's been a crazy outbreak. Since the late 90s, the CDC says they haven't seen anything like this. Speaking of outbreaks, right from the top, some of you might be a fan of the In-N-Out burger, are you? You know, burgers are a personal thing. Everybody has their fave. When I lived in California for a very short amount of time, everybody convinced me In-N-Out burger was the best. Ah, In-N-Out burger. In-N-Out burger, the best. But I liked another burger. It was called Fat Burger, and it was in San Diego, and it was just something about the seasoning. Regardless, they're all fast food burgers. This is unbelievable. In-N-Out burger right now is in trouble with one of the places where they get their meat. And the reason why is because of the cattle that could barely move and get in line. In fact, what's being reported is, you know, the USDA is investigating what they're calling disturbing evidence of inhumane treatment at a California meat supplier. They got video, of course, from somebody who snuck in and saw what was going on. So immediately you had some investigators that went to the Central Valley Meat Company, and they found massive violations of humane handling. Tons of them. In fact, here's the head honcho talking about exactly what they saw, Erica Meyer. We'll get that to you here in a second, but she's talking about the fact that the cows couldn't get up and had to be prodded. They had to be prodded, and the video clearly shows that they were injecting them, and they were doing some unbelievable things to them that were extremely disturbing. Here's Erica.
What our investigator documented shows cows who could not get up, who could not walk to the slaughter line, and they are being excessively poked, prodded, jabbed.
Yeah, prodded and jabbed, that doesn't work very well. So the Central Valley Meat Company is 50 years old. Imagine what's been going on there. I mean, who knows? But it was one of the beef suppliers for In-N-Out Burger, which is a very well-known fast food chain, mostly in California, but also in the Southwest. In Texas, they have a lot of In-N-Out burgers, and people rave about them because they spent some time in California and like that burger. So you wonder how that'll affect those restaurants. So this story was widely pumped out there. And what all you can do, I guess, is all the In-N-Out burger people can do is say that they don't, what are they going to say? They don't condone the inhumane treatment of animals, and that the suppliers have to agree to abide to the standards, blah, blah, blah. But that plant has been closed, and they're saying, hey, we'll cooperate. But big, 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 big news. So we go from In-N-Out Burger, and I was talking about the mosquito and West Nile and the concerns over West Nile. Actually, next week on the show, we're going to have an expert on to talk about some of the things that they've seen with this West Nile virus, and how you hear it and you just out of your head like, you know, West Nile virus, who gets that? What are you talking about? It's not like it's a common cold. And then suddenly somebody right there in your neighborhood on the cul-de-sac ends up, of all things, having West Nile virus, and you start to hear about it through the regular community chain. Somebody mentions to you, oh, Yeah, down the street, did you hear it happen? So those mosquitoes are pretty close if it happened down the street. And that's the kind of stories that the CDC has heard from people. And, I mean, who knows? There may be more out there because a lot of times people don't have any idea, that they have it. Sometimes until it's too late. And it seems to be on both ends of the spectrum, as it always is with immune systems, rather. On the older side of the spectrum, people are getting it, and on the younger side of the spectrum, people are getting it. And, boy, that's some sad stuff when you think of kids dying and think of a couple of teenagers coming down with it where they could barely walk. And how do you shake this thing? You know, there is no vaccination for it at this point. You would think that this is a hot trigger thing. They have to be something that they're looking at a lot more closely to how this is, you know, how this comes about with all the stagnant water is maybe the number one thing, but other reasons that you get West Nile, and it's that weather shift that is so big. The buzz in the backyard, though, is not so much over West Nile or, ooh, that's awful about the cattle thing. What people are talking about still is Congressman Aiken, who's running for that seat in Missouri to get the seat away from the Senate seat from Claire McCaskill. And the reason why is because of the implications for the Republican Party, I think, is one of the reasons why. And then the legitimate rape comment that it's one of those things you just can't take back. And he's talked about what he meant and a few other things. And he's gone on Mike Huckabee's show, and he was on with Sean Hannity. And still, in the polls, it shows that a lot of people are not happy with Aiken and are not interested in voting for him. So does that make it a layup for McCaskill? Tuesday comes and goes. He could have withdrawn from the race and didn't. If he decides to withdraw from the race now, because we're almost into September, he'd have to pay to have his name removed from the ballot. That's the rules. If you pull out too late, then guess what? You've got to pay to have those names removed from all of the ballots. Aiken says he's not going to do it. There's no way he pulls out of this thing. He's not going to withdraw. So it's not even an issue. But the issue is you have all kinds of people saying, listen, this is just flat out not good for the party. If you care about this party that you've represented so long in Congress, then you need to step out and you need to get out of line, because this is a killer for us. And my prediction is if enough people lose elections, and the Romney people will point a little bit to this as it's his fault that Todd Aiken could have changed the situation, but the comments that he made had people so upset that it turned them off to other Republicans, I guarantee you he becomes the absolute scapegoat. In Missouri, I get it, and he could swing the balance in the legislative area, but for the presidential election, I think it's a stretch. But already, people are looking to Aiken as the cause for the turnoff with the Republicans. Do you think that's fair? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green.
More problems brewing than Aiken for the Republican National Convention, and it has to do with weather and protesters. There's a hurricane, or tropical storm now, Isaac, that could turn into a hurricane and could smash into Tampa. I use the word could because if you look at a weather pattern, especially this far out, there is a good possibility it changes or turns before it lands to the point of no return for the people in Tampa. And boy, it really would be. What a nightmare that would be for Republicans. Here's Robbie Berg talking about the weather.
Anywhere from Florida into the Gulf of Mexico, including New Orleans, Louisiana, westward to Texas, needs to be watching the system over the next couple of days.
So watch. He gave you all the points, the in points and the out points. And if you look at a map, it does look like it will go right into Tampa. But that can change by hundreds of miles. So that's the thing. Boy, let's hope not. If that happens, imagine what a crazy nightmare that will be for everybody in Tampa and in St. Pete and all the people, the 70,000 new faces that are there for the Republican gathering. Where are they all going to be? There's not enough places to put everybody, frankly. The police chief, Jane Castor, says that they have plans when it comes to protesters, and they know that there's going to be a few problem people. Isn't there always?
It's our job to ensure that we locate these types of items and the individuals who place those items. The vast majority of individuals coming to the Tampa Bay area to demonstrate will do so peacefully, but there's no doubt that there's a small percentage that will come here bent on destruction.
Right, they say they're ready for them, that they have plenty of security, and they know what they're looking for. If only we could throw a net over the nuts, then half the things that have happened over these past 2 months, like the shooting in the movie theater at the Sikh temple and the other idiot recently, we would have, you know, in Detroit, they would have been stopped in their tracks. I found this rather interesting and wanted to put this in the mix because we talked about this court odyssey for an iconic pitcher who now is pitching with the Sugar Land Skeeters. Ever hear of the Sugar Land Skeeters? Of course you haven't. It is a very minor league team in Houston, outside of Houston. And what's happened is Roger Clemens was throwing this week. He signed with the Skeeters. They play in the Independent Atlantic League. This is a guy who's a surefire Hall of Famer till he fell off the map when he stood in front of Congress, then was tried for lying, and of course he was acquitted of that. So now he's taking his chances back on the mound. You know, Roger Clemens is 50 years old. He's starting for the team on Saturday, and he's saying he's taking his comeback on a game-to-game basis. But both Clemens and the Astros might be motivated for him to return to the Houston team and, you know, get on their roster when they expand their roster in September. Can you imagine 50 years old and pitching? You know, I would have said stick a fork in him a couple of years ago. And there are some people that hope that he has a great comeback, and others that are saying, I was reading some message boards that were saying, boy, I hope his arm falls off. Oh. And, of course, his weight, he's bigger. And 50, the age thing, and independent league batters that he's pitching to, and he's gonna pitch to them, and that's going to move him up the chain. My, oh, my. See, this is what happens. You're in the spotlight, and then something pushes you to a fall from grace. And even if you're acquitted, you went back in to where you were because this is what you know and that's it. That's what you do. So that's Clemens' move to try to get, I think, back with the Astros. That would absolutely be what he would want to do. And the Astros would probably, if they could, embrace it because of his name. And if there is ever a place where he had support, it certainly was Houston. Maybe the rest of the country kind of poo-pooed the idea that he got out of the perjury thing. But in Houston, he was embraced. So he would be embraced by Houston if he can pitch all right. But at 50 years old, thinking, boy, that has to be an ego thing. Otherwise, why would he even do that after everything that he's been dragged through anyway? All right, speaking of being dragged around, boy, the airlines, do they not nickel and dime us to death? They do. And I think about it every time when I go on the plane. Why? Because when you go to get seats, let's say it's American, or let's say it's pick an airline, any airline, Spirit Airline or whatever, they actually will sell you premium seats. American has the gall to sell you a space in line. It's like a fast pass that they have at Disney. Hey, if you want to get on the plane right after, of course, our special first class passengers, all you have to do is pay $35 and we're going to let you on first after them, of course, but we're going to let you on. Then you can get to your seat and get all your stuff down and everybody else is going to have to wait till we call their numbers because they didn't pay the extra money. I wonder what the statistics are as to how many people actually pay that extra money. Well, here, this has nothing to do with U.S. airlines, thank goodness, yet, anyway. Passengers were actually asked to help pay for fuel on a Beirut-bound Air France flight that had to be diverted to Syria. Ooh, nice. This week. So, in the end, passengers didn't go into their pockets. They were asked about that. Air France confirmed that it asked if they had cash as payments for fuel because they can only be made in cash in Damascus. Ultimately, they paid the full amount themselves. The passengers didn't have to come up with any cash. Can you imagine? Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking, translated into French. And we are here in Syria. We would like to get back off the ground, so we need money for gas. How much money do you need for gas when you're talking about fueling up a plane? So because of security concerns in Beirut, the plane was scheduled to divert to Jordan. They couldn't secure a flight path to Amman, so they decided to land in Damascus. And they had a two-hour stopover in Syria. And passengers were asked at that point about gas money. Oh, there is a joke in there. I know it. I just don't have the brain cells to come up with it right this second. Air France apologized all over themselves for the inconvenience, but it would be shocking. I think that would be the part. You're sitting in the plane and the pilot is asking you for money for gas. What? You need money for me for gas? How much? I think I've got a 5 spot. Because I just had to get that can of Pringles for $10, so I only had 15. Can't take my debit card? Are you kidding? I can only imagine the cracks, the jokes that went back and forth on that Air France flight. But it would be scary to be landing in Syria and Damascus and waiting to have the plane fueled up and then getting out of there as fast as possible, because I wouldn't want to hang around Syria. That's for certain. So this airline does that. I mentioned the other airlines with the bump, the nice bump feature they have. So you're zone 1, 2, 3, maybe 4. But rest assured, if somebody pays $25, they're getting in front of you just for that right to get on the plane fast. They're going to run on the plane, throw down their stuff, and buckle in. And pretty much that's all you have time for if you think about it. And what a brutal way to make some money. Just pickpocketing all of those poor people. I know you paid all this money, plus you paid for your bag another $25-$30. But we need more money from you so you can get a decent seat on the plane. I mean, come on. Something's got to give, right, folks?
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Tonight, we've been talking about doctors and Medicare and what's going on with that and what's happening with Obamacare. David Hochberg joins us now. You might have read some of his stuff. You know, I'm a big fan of Investors Business Daily. He's a correspondent for them, and he's a former healthcare policy analyst for the National Center for Public Policy Research. He did a paper called The Next Exodus, Primary Care Physicians and Medicare, looking at of course, the huge problem, causes, and what would be a proposed solution to this terrible crisis that we know is looming. David, thanks so much for spending some time with us here on America Tonight.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
So in doing the research for this and looking at it and crunching the numbers, what did you find out as far as doctors are concerned and how they are handling Medicare and whether or not they're refusing to treat? Because what I'm hearing is they're refusing to treat a vast number of patients, and that trend is getting actually worse.
Well, I think I first need to mention the National Center for Public Policy Research, and for people who want to actually read the study, they can go to their website, which is very simple, www.nationalcenter.org. It's all one word, National Center, and it's a link right near the top, so I should just get that little administrative detail out of the way. Basically, what I found is it seems that an increasing number of physicians are limiting their exposure to Medicare by either dropping out of Medicare altogether or limiting the number of Medicare patients that they take. And this seems to be more common among primary care physicians. Just give you one quick statistic here. The American Medical Association did a survey in 2010 looking at doctors that had stopped taking more Medicare patients, and they found that about 17% of the doctors they surveyed had stopped taking more Medicare patients. But when they broke that down, primary care physicians versus specialists, they found that about 31% of primary care physicians were not taking new Medicare patients. And that would stand to reason, since in general primary care physicians get paid less than most other doctors. And given the way Medicare is set up, Medicare actually pays primary care physicians less than it pays other doctors. So I would suspect that the number of doctors who have dropped out of Medicare, or as I think is more common, have just limited the number of Medicare patients they take, is probably more common among primary care physicians.
So what is the solution to this? Because this is what we're looking for, and people are scared to death, by the way, about that, especially when you're talking about people that they like and they trust with their primary care, the doctor that they go to, and they want to continue to go to as they age or they use Medicare. So what do you suggest as a solution?
Well, toward the end of the paper, I suggest a solution which I call a Medicare primary account. And I think it tries to follow the principle that the resources in Medicare really should be controlled by the beneficiaries, by the patients. And that's a principle that we should try to follow more in I think our entire healthcare system, not just Medicare, but since it's a paper about Medicare, that's where we start on this. And a Medicare primary account, the idea would be for every beneficiary, Medicare would deposit in these Medicare primary accounts $1,200 each year. And you would use this for relatively small medical expenses like visits to a physician. It could be primary care or specialist. It could be used also for other things like, relatively cheap medical tests and so forth. And to give the beneficiary some incentive to be kind of conscientious about their medical expenses, you would let them keep a percentage of whatever they saved in these accounts at the end of the year. So the way I had it set up is that if you had some left over in your account at the end of the year, the beneficiary would get to keep 50% of that to use for whatever they wanted. And the other 50% would revert back to the taxpayers for budget savings. And I think this does has two very important effects. The first is to, again, make the patient more conscientious about the medical care that they're using. To ask, what medical care do I need? What do I not need? What do I want? What don't I want? To be a little more discriminating. I think the second and also very, very important effect is the effect that it would have on physicians, and that is it would enable them to sort of cut through all the Medicare rules and regulations and codes and everything that's kind of bogging them down, and all that stuff that they have to follow, and it would liberate them to innovate. In other words, to find ways to make care better for their patients, to find out, to treat their patients the way that, their patients want, and to really find ways to both lower the cost of care and to improve its quality. I think those are the two things that you would get with Medicare primary accounts, and that is the one solution I would propose to beneficiaries losing access to the primary care physicians to ensure that really doesn't happen.
Yeah, and ultimately, what do you think of, this doesn't get reformed, there's lots of conversation about it, mm-hmm. lots of analysis, but nothing in the end happens. Ultimately, for all the people that are listening, what's the danger overall?
I think the danger overall, we're right on the very front edge of the baby boomers going into Medicare. This very large portion of the population cohort, and they're going to be going into Medicare. And That basically means that there's going to be more patients in Medicare, and it's, you know, you're going to run the risk of those patients not having access to Medicare, to primary care physicians. And now for beneficiaries who are middle class on up, you know, and can pay out of pocket and find doctors who are willing to do that, you know, it may be less of a problem. But for beneficiaries who are poor or disabled, it may be a lot more difficult. And I suppose the other possibility is, in the long run, doctors may lose more of their freedom because, look, seniors vote at rates higher than anybody else. The last thing the politicians who ultimately control Medicare want is for lots of angry seniors to show up at the ballot box at town halls complaining about why, you know, they can't find physicians to take their Medicare. So, you know, you might end up with a mandate to where, you know, anyone who gets an MD in this country would have to take a certain percentage of Medicare patients. I mean, that's certainly another possibility. You would think a few years ago it seems far-fetched, but hey, now we've got a mandate where you have to buy insurance. So, what's to say the next, we've already lost a little bit of freedom there. What's to say that the next bit of freedom, this won't be the next bit of freedom to go?
Yeah, and I think ultimately, you know, too, what will happen is, with the confusion, if we take it off the paper for a second, I think the danger too, David, is that another danger is that people will just be afraid and not know who to go and see, and they'll let things fester, which is a tendency sometimes. I've got some statistics about people who don't go to see the doctor when something that's bothering them could easily be taken care of, and maybe they'll be afraid to do it, and I think that's the shame of it. Do you think that's a valid concern?
Oh, sure, it's a valid concern. I mean, you could people end up in emergency rooms. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of research showing that going to your primary care physician earlier, can prevent a lot of problems, can prevent hospitalizations and so forth. So, if Medicare turns into a system where doctors increasingly don't want to see patients, much like Medicaid is right now. I mean, Medicaid is a lot like that. If Medicare turns into something like that, then yes, you could conceivably have a lot of people, you know, not knowing where to go, waiting until the problem gets so serious they have to go to the emergency room or hospitalized. And at that point, you know, care becomes a lot more expensive and a lot more dangerous too.
Yeah. I guess the good news is, and you've seen this in the work that you've done and obviously flushing this out and writing the paper, that at least people are talking about it, if nothing else. And part of that is because of Congressman Ryan being the VP pick for Mitt Romney. I think it's just brought this to a full head of steam where there's lots of conversation about Medicare. And personally, I don't know about you, but I think that's at least a good thing.
Oh, I think it's a very good thing as well, for a number of reasons. First of all, Paul Ryan, is close to fearless, I think, as you can get. He's willing to talk about these issues. He's willing to talk about the fiscal future of Medicare, which is very important and is great. I think we also just need to talk about, though, you know, what does Medicare do to physicians? What does it do to certain types of patients? And, you know, how do we create a system in which, patients are more in control of the resources and physicians have the freedom to innovate? That's, I don't think that part of the conversation is going to be talked about as much in this election. We're going to talk about the fiscal issue, which is fine. Believe me, it's very important. But we also need to talk about, you know, how Medicare harms certain physicians, how it harms certain patients, and that's what this paper does. It's part of a book that I'm working on, throw this out there, that's entitled Medicare's Victims, How the U.S. Government's Largest Healthcare Program Harms Patients and Impairs Physicians. I don't know when that will be done, but once it is, it will be out there, so keep your eye out for it.
No, we will. Continued good luck putting that together. We'll look for it. David Hogberg, thanks so much for coming on ATN. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Thank you very much for having me.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Guys, you're just 60 seconds away from learning how to have the best night of your life, because we're announcing a limited-time risk-free trial for TestoCharge, the natural male enhancement formula clinically shown to work. TestoCharge improves your romantic life two ways. First, it rapidly increases your drive and desire, so when she's ready, you're ready. Second, it boosts your performance, helping to make it the best experience for both of you. TestoCharge is absolutely guaranteed to provide full-strength support for a healthy, unforgettable romantic life. If you want big confidence, get your risk-free trial of TestoCharge while supplies last. Hurry. Due to high demand, this offer will only be available for a limited time. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115. To experience, you must call now. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As we're making that final turn on America Tonight for this hour anyway. And this promise, I always say, hey, if you hear something on the show or you want to vent about anything, there's a couple of ways you can do that, actually. You can go to the website and download Press 4, then anytime during the day, you can vent. All you have to do is say, America Tonight, vent. That's it. And if you want to vent, that's the way you do it. You can do it daily. How about that? Or you can call the show, of course, always, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Or the third way, and the way that this audience, a lot in this audience, really prefer, is you think about it for a while, and then you end up sending me a boatload of emails. So let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Bobby in New Mexico. Hey, Kay Delaney, red or green? Oh, that's a reference to chili sauce. He's probably heard me talk about that on the air. I used to live in Albuquerque. I'm going to say red, and I'm going to say hot, because when you go there, you get enchiladas or whatever, they'll say red or green, hot, medium, or mild. That New Mexican food is so good. So then he says, red or green, and here's the other question. What was Aiken thinking when he made those comments? I don't think he was really thinking about anything, just answering the questions. And when he used the word legitimate in front of rape, he wasn't suggesting that rapes aren't legitimate. He got confused in what he was saying. But I think you've said this a couple of different times. It doesn't matter. Once it's out there, this is one of those things that you just cannot take back. It's not believable. He's either thought of as an idiot or as an extremist who doesn't really understand what rape is and how violent and awful it is for any men or women, by the way, who have gone through it. Think of the guys in prison, and think of the guys also who are in prison who have females in their lives and how they feel about rape in general. So he touched off an emotional response that he just didn't think about. It's much too late. He does need to simply go away. Very well said. He does simply need to go away for the sake of the Republicans, at least in the balance of things in the Senate. If you're a Democrat and you're counting, you know, you're doing the finger counting thing, one, two, three, and you're trying to add up how many Democrats versus Republicans make up the majority in the Senate, that's definitely in play. Missouri is definitely in play. And now I guess it isn't, because unless people get together and they're writing someone in, it seems anyway unlikely that it seems very unlikely that he'll beat Claire McCaskill unless people vote for him and they just don't say that they're voting for him, in other words. And he ends up getting enough to beat her. But we'll see. That's November 6th. A lot of time between then and now. So we to another one. This is Alan listening to us, WVMT in Vermont. Thanks, Alan. Oh, we like Charlie and Ernie and Lisa, all part of the morning show there. We've been on WVMT in Vermont for a very long time. Alan says, Kate, did you see this thing about Joe Biden saying that he's going to be in Tampa trying to rain on the parade of the Republicans? In fact, I saw a quote from Biden earlier in the day, and I thought it was one of his Bidenisms, as you say, where he called the Republicans squealing pigs. Do you think that Biden going to Tampa amounts to much of anything? Well, here's the thing, Alan. The reason for the stumping, because you're free to go, and if you're running, incumbent or not, you know, pick a place, any place, and go and talk to people. So the idea is, sure, go to Tampa and get as many people to listen to you as you can. And that's what the vice president is doing there. He actually had a speech in Minneapolis where he attacked Republicans on Tuesday. And what he was saying, and the pig's remark, was Republicans that are objecting to financial regulations. In fact, I have a quote from the little speech he gave, and he said, over the objections where they sound like squealing pigs, over the objections of Mitt Romney and all his allies, we passed some of the toughest Wall Street regulations in history, claiming that Democrats ensured that Wall Street is no longer a casino. So that was what Biden was pushing, and I think that's going to be part of his message. What I get the feeling what the Democrats are doing is, okay, you take these three things, Joe. I'll take the other three things. You pick a few places, you hit them, and get there, and you stick on this script, and I'll stick on the other script, meaning the president will talk about all the other things. And let's just pummel them from both sides on anything. So the whole chains thing and put you all back in chains, remember that? That was just a week ago when he was talking to crowds in Virginia and said, make sure we win North Carolina again. That was the other faux pas. But the chains message, that's kind of gotten lost in the sauce. I guess the good news for Biden, unlike Aiken, that one, the chains thing, had a quick death. It lit up what I call the phone lines, and then poof, it was gone. Thanks to people like Aiken, that's what happens. And, interesting. Be interesting to see the kind of, as to Alan's note, it'd be interesting to see the kind of crowds. There are definitely Democrats, plenty of Democrats in that Tampa St. Pete area. So certainly they'll rally as many people as possible to go out and hear him. All right, let's go to another one. This one from Joe in New Jersey. Oh, Joe in New Jersey. He says, "Hello, America, tonight. I listen to you every single chance I get. Your show has really, really grown on me. I got to be honest, at first I wasn't sure, but now I am definitely sure. You to one." I like that. You to one. And I was wondering, speaking of New Jersey, if you saw the story about the text messaging driver and the lawsuit, the couple that lost their legs when they were hit by a teen who was driving. I did see that story, of course, when it happened. But the thing that's interesting, you know, we talk about texting and how dangerous it is. The kid was driving and texting. So the couple that he hit, they each lost a leg, by the way, when he hit the motorcycle. So they're settling the lawsuit for $500,000. And that's the maximum that the kid, Kyle Best is his name, that's the best that his insurance would cover. So I guess that's why they took it. Because the one guy, it took his leg off above the knee. This happened in 2009. And his wife had to have her leg amputated too. Boy, it makes you wonder about the other side of this, isn't it? Because texting, I mean, this is just wrong what happened here. But the other side of this is motorcycles and how dangerous. Hey, listen, I used to have a boyfriend who had a motorcycle. Who knows what top speeds we hit when we were cruising around in Albuquerque and Santa Fe and some of those open roads or back roads out there. But you have Winona Judd's husband, who just lost his leg in a motorcycle accident, did something to his hand. This thing about the couple, yeah, they were hit, but look what happens, you know, to them. So they still plan, this couple, by the way, still plan to appeal that judge's ruling. And the thing is about his girlfriend, because she sent the text message for which he was replying. They want to go after her, too. So if you send the text message, can you be liable for what happens on the other end, what people are doing on the other end? Boy, that would be a very slippery slope, wouldn't it?
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have
to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from Eat Foods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.